Shall I see you back here?
Well, where else do you suppose I'm going to be?
As a duck, when you're stuck, that's sitting in the middle of your nest, then at best you get bored. There goes Drake on the lake. I can see him through the rushes all the time, feeling I'm just ignored. I don't pretend that this is all his doing. I'm a sucker for the billing and the cooing. But when you hear that pitter-patter of tiny feet, it doesn't matter how long I've had to sit here minding my brood. Those little heads so soft and downy, their baby bods all golden browny, the beaks constantly open waiting for food. It's the joy of motherhood, those little ducklings walking round in a line. My best at bringing up mine. It's the joy of motherhood, those little perks that make it all seem worthwhile. I'll do what any other mother would to get my ducks decked out and living in style.
Morning, Ida.
Morning, Maureen.
How is the mother to be?
She'd be better if the father who was better at being the father who is. I sometimes think I'd have been better off pairing with a decoy.
I'm sure Drake will make a marvelous dad when the family arrives.
Not him. Duck by name and duck by nature. Ducking out of his responsibilities.
How much longer do you have to go?
Well, by my reckoning, they should be out by now. I went to all of my prenatal hatching classes, run by that self-satisfied stork, and she said about half a month, but 2 weeks is up.
Oh, well, the best things come to those who wait.
I don't know. Why do we put ourselves through it? Every spring, it's exactly the same.
But just think of the reward. All those lovely little ducklings.
All those beaks to feed.
Waking you up at all hours.
Getting into deep water.
Attracting unwanted admirers. Like the cat.
Why do we put ourselves through it?
'Cause when you hear that dibble-dabble, you're proud to say, hey, that's my rabble. Then watch their maiden voyage out from the bank.
Like champagne corks, you'll see them bobbing,
accompanied by mothers sobbing.
Really, thanks be to nature, nobody thanks.